year is the first time in 5 years we haven't had high water at the lake, so we've got all of our beaches and campgrounds are available, so there'll be a lot more places for people to sit and watch the fireworks from.
We'll talk a little bit more about that, because you know, you always want people to enjoy the fireworks, but also be safe doing it.
That's right. Because we shoot the fireworks between the bridges over the basin there at Lake Norfolk, we get a lot of boats. I'd say at least half the people watch from their boat, which is a great place to see it from. And knock on wood, we've never had a major incident. It's always been safe because we tell everybody to be patient, to be kind to everybody, and everything gets taken care of. We have great water patrol, and everybody's out there taking care of stuff. But from the shoreline this year, you can watch the show from Bidwell or Henderson. Henderson Island or Henderson Campground is above water this year. People watch from the 62 bridge. You can park on the bridge, watch from there. Panther, you can watch from. And then, like I said, all of that area in the lake. And I like to tell people, if you're watching with a boat, whichever part of the lake you come from, stay on that side of the basin so it's easier to leave when the fireworks are over. But just enjoy the show, come early, and maybe stay a little late and take your time getting home.
It's always got to be a plus to have on a big event like this, law enforcement not only patrolling the water, but also the local roadways as well.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Department, the Corps, Game and Fish, everybody comes out to help with this. Even the fire boats out helping with this. And they do a really good job of moving the people along. They've done this for many years, the Sheriff's Department. They have their reserves out, and they're generally directing traffic. And it's really kind of amazing that within about 30 minutes after the show, almost everybody's gone. Almost all the traffic jams are gone. So, like I said, just a little bit of patience. But, yeah, our law enforcement, they do a great job every year of setting up and helping us deal with any little problems that come up and then moving the traffic along when it's out. They've got it down to a fine art.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that's leading up to the fireworks show. You guys got something new with a raffle this year.
Yeah, this year we had somebody offer us a half-day striper trip for two people and a one-night stay, and they wanted us to raffle it off. So we're having a summer raffle. Extreme Stripers at Blue Heaven Resorts providing the stay and the guided trip, and we're going to run this raffle through the whole summer. Our drawing's going to be the beginning of September, but it's a fundraiser for us, which is great. The tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20, and where you can get them, it's almost every marina and almost every store around the lake. You can get raffle tickets there, but you can go to our website, lakenorfolkfireworks.com. We have a list right there on the front and location of where you can get them if you want them, or anybody can go on the website, get my phone number, and call me. I can take care of them straight away. Our fireworks show this year is going to be completely scripted. It's choreographed and scripted to the music. We've scripted parts of it over the years for barrages or scenes or something, but this will be the first year that the entire show from start to finish has been choreographed to the music that we're going to be playing on your station. So I want everybody to tune in and listen to the music and enjoy the fireworks, because it's going to be a real spectacular show this year with it being choreographed to how the music's going to play and how the fireworks are going to go off, and it's going to be a spectacular show. Especially given the fact that our show is one of the largest concentration of large aerial shells in three states. Because of the size of the basin and stuff, our show's a little different than other shows. We buy a lot of big, high-altitude shells so that you can see the fireworks show from all around the basin and everybody's got a good view of it.